Now, got a little special guest on the line. I'm going to see if he's there still. Hang on, let me do this. Alan.
Hello, Chloe, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I hope everyone else can hear you too, my love.
I'm sure they can. Well, greetings from the narrowboat Stealth.
Stealth
narrowboat.
Now tell me, are you drinking beer and being horrible men yet?
No, we're being very, very well behaved at the moment because this is not our boat, so we're just borrowing it. We're on a mission to take it from Selby all the way across to Wigan, and we've got to do this in 1 week. Right across the Pennines.
I'm loving the name Stealth. Does it make you feel more manly?
Well, absolutely. Well, it's Stealth boat because it's painted completely black.
Ooh.
And it's done for a reason,
no one can see you coming at night and say, "Oh, you're pirates! I knew it." Now clear this up. Is it a narrowboat or a longboat?
Come on now, it's a narrowboat. Longboats the Vikings used to use.
I know. You've shown me your book on boats and pointed out which one's which, but it still messes with my head. I still don't know which one's which. But
we're heading out of Selby at the moment, and it's quite a boring section of canal at the moment, but we're hoping to get to a place called West Paddlesley tonight.
Right.
Which is an interesting area. It's not far from Edgeworth Power Station. How about that?
Oh, lovely! Edgeworth Power Station! What a sight to behold on a Saturday noon! Lovely!
Yeah.
So where...
I am told that there is a pub where we get to, just before the lock.
Oh, and you'd hate that, wouldn't you, Alan?
And that's where we're going to spend our evening in this place, so it should be okay.
And do you sleep in the boat?
We do sleep
How many men are sleeping in this boat?
We just got three. It is a six-berth boat, but there's only three, because us gentlemen need our space.
I bet that is stinky and... just stinky,
no,
isn't it?
No,
men stinky. And
beer cans
everywhere. Socks lying around randomly.
No, you wouldn't believe how organised we are.
Now, Alan, tell me where you are going on each stop. Tell me what rivers you're going on, where you're stopping, and how long it's going to take you.
Right, well, it's we're going to be on the boat for 9 days total, right?
Yeah.
As I say, West Paddlesley today, we're going to get up to about Wakefield the following day, and then we're going to go on to Elland.
Right.
And Brighouse. Then we get up to Hebden Bridge.
Lovely.
Then we start going up 90 locks up to the top of, to go over the Pennines.
Did you say 90?
90 locks, yeah.
You've got to get through 90 locks.
90 locks to get
goodness
us
me. You should have just gone to Malaga on your holiday. You know, all this effort, Alan. Crikers.
Well, the good news is that I believe the weather's going to get a little bit better later in the week.
And
that's the time when we're going to be doing the 90 locks, because if it's pouring with rain, it won't be much fun.
Right, yes. Well, looking at the tempo weather, the weather guide we've got for the week, I think more on that, Alan. Get your waterproofs out.
But we have got the waterproofs handy.
Good.
But we intend to dry out and warm up in the pubs each evening.
Oh, I bet you do. You know, Alan, I wouldn't put that past you, my love.
No.
But, Percy died. My
hamster
Percy died.
I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Yeah.
Are you sure you were looking after him properly?
People have been ringing Rolf Harris and getting him knocking on my door. I spent like £100 at Pets at Home, whatever it's called, getting all this new bedding and stuff to make sure his fingers didn't fall off, and they did anyway.
My idea about getting
a pet peregrine falcon called Wilbur, how would you feel about that?
Well, are they really house dressed? if people walk past, is he going to come out and sort of grab them by the sleeve?
That would be good, though. If attractive men walks past, I could just get Wilbur to go and grab them in and fly in with them. Brilliant.
Yes, I think so.
Men of Weatherby, watch out.
Yeah, but no, it certainly sounds different. But no, I was a bit worried about what you're going to do with Percy, because you floated them down the river last time.
I was
a bit concerned that we might meet Percy coming the other way.
No, let's clear this up, right? I gave Basil, a Viking send-off down the River Wharf,
This was your last episode.
People are going to think I'm obsessed with Vikings. I think I probably am. But we put him on a raft and sent him down the river as a farewell. But Percy, you know, well, we didn't get to know each other that well, because I've not had him that long, so I didn't get to know his inner character. So what I might do is, on his little coffin, which is, in fact, one of those Chinese takeaway tubs, and it still says... I know, it still says fried...
I hope you're going to decorate it all.
Well, it still says fried rice on the top, so I was thinking about putting some kind of floral tribute over that.
Yes.
And then, getting like...
It shouldn't have a number 63 written on the top.
It shouldn't, should it? That's not respectful at all. And also, I was going to tie a load of helium balloons to him and send him off to the heavens.
Yes.
But then my friend pointed out, in fact it might have been you that also pointed out, that if said balloon should pop, then, you know...
plummeting to the earth.
I wouldn't like to be the child who happens to come across this hamster hurtling out of the sky.
By a hamster, yeah.
Poor Percy. God bless his soul. But yeah,
I think you might just have to bury him in the back garden, like most people would.
I live in a flat. I don't have a garden, and there's so many cats that live around my flat. There's a crazy cat woman that lives next door, and she throws them at people that walk past. and I think they'd just dig him up, to be honest. So I don't know. I have to be thinking about what to do. Maybe people text in 07796 345 864. Give me ideas of how to give Percy, a jolly good send-off.
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
Right then, Alan, I will love you and leave you. Enjoy your boating escapade on your Viking expedition.
Well, this is our epic voyage, you see this.
Definitely. And remember to catch up with Alan and his boating escapades on his website. Give us a little thing of your website, please, Alan.
Yeah, www.the-everards, and that's in the plural, EVERARDS. So the-everards.co.uk. On the homepage, you'll see all the links, and we will be updating the story as we go across the Pennines.
Oh, yes, well, definitely. Thank you, Alan, for calling us here at Tempo FM. And, Alan, you have been live on Tempo FM. Thank you.
Really?
Thank you for not swearing. See you later.
Bye.
Oh, fantastic hearing from Alan there on the boat stealth. It just makes him sound more manly. I bet it's not really called that. I bet it's called, like, Namby Pamby Flower Boat or something like that. But right now, Jimmy Nail coming up, Crocodile Shoes.